All right, man. Welcome back. It's good to be back. This is our new show. We're calling this Disputed. You know, we talk about the hottest topics in sports, hottest topics in hip-hop culture, and just the hottest topics on the street.
You are now tuned in to What's
It's your boy, Cam. I'm back with my co-host, Larry Gates.
Yeah, boy, I'm right here.
All right, and we got our guest today, my man Moses on the floor. What's up, Moses? How you feeling?
What's up, y'all?
Okay. Well, you know how we like to do it, y'all. We like to jump into some tunes real quick. We're going to hit y'all with some old, some new. We're going to keep it classy for y'all. So y'all go ahead and tune in.
You can turn up, Joe. And turn us off.
Turn it all the way down. And be low.
She see money all around me. I look like I'm the man. Yeah, but I was down and out like last week. Tell me, where have you been? Yeah, you came out of hiding, girl. Don't act like I'm your man. I'm just a fan. You don't hold rain. No, 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 no. Don't hold no rain. Yeah.
Baby, could you? I got too much on my mind right now. I ain't got the time to get you sailing right now. I got too much on my mind right now. Tell the hero tell, get my baby 30,000.
Oh Lord, Jesse made another one.
Ha, I'm going baby on baby. He a gangster, he probably still slang a 380. Probably told you I'm lit, come get you a sniff. I'm pure like cocaine in the 80s. Pull up rockin' all white like I'm got it. Put him up like a kite if he try me. Got him watching, my life is exciting. Just FaceTime my daughter, she laughing and smiling. Still got shit on my plate from November. A few open cases, they pending. That around think I'm signed to cash money. Pull up with a Drake and a Sprinter. Give a fuck how you think, how you feeling. Can show you how to make a few million. So full of myself, say I'm cocky. Ask the bitch if she copy, she copy. Okay. I walk straight through the door with my Glocky. Ain't really popping, we popping. Yeah. Put the billion with baby, that business. Damn. Play with me, put a name on a t-shirt. Tell your boyfriend to go do his research. Every day say her knees hurt. I'm going baby on baby. Think he a gangster, he probably still slang a 380. Probably told you I'm lit, come get you a sniff. I'm pure like cocaine in the 80s. Pull up rockin' all white like I'm God.
For my opera's word of smiley. I know a man got a mover from beside me, I swear.
She got ice in all veins. She won't change, worrying about the wrong thing.
the paparazzi catch her, she'll be famous. Flash. Got the move low key with the gangsters. Do what you do, girl, flex with your gang. Flex. Let's call the boys, Lambos gon' swing. Yeah. Who that making noise? Who? Dang, gang. Who? Got a new crib with a shooting range, get a professional aim. Bow. You was up, now you fell off. Then you pull up all cap, better knock it off. Cap. I might get caught with my side, cause I put my man in the cockpit.
All right, hope y'all enjoyed them tunes, man. As you know, it's our pleasure to play good music and stuff for y'all. We're going to do a little segment this year, a new thing that I like to do, and that's a fun fact. So, fun fact I have, Sunday was the last time the Oakland Raiders would play a game with the Diamond Dirt theme, and I thought that was, you know, unique, considering the fact that I think this is the last year in the Coliseum, so...
Yeah, it's the last NFL team to play in a baseball stadium ever.
Pretty much. So, they didn't win, but, you know, they did fight hard. But I thought that was something unique to think about, considering the fact that they won't be Oakland for too much longer. So, first big thing we can talk about this week, and I know everybody knows, injuries, man. You can't get enough of them. Just big names, Drew Brees, Big Ben, Joe Staley from the 49ers, Sam Darnold with the mono thing. Cam, today he brought up this foot issue along with what happened last Thursday against the Buccaneers in Carolina. And Carson Wentz got, you know, torn up against the Falcons. So any inputs about y'all? How y'all feel about these injuries? Is it going to affect anybody? Or
most definitely going to affect Big Ben and them. Mm-hmm. Because we haven't seen anybody besides Ben play the QB position there for a minute. Yeah. I'm excited because I'm tired of seeing Big Ben out there. But and it's also going to affect Saints season. Saints, they projected to at least go to the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
And now
Six weeks without Drew.
Yeah, it's looking pretty dim now.
They still got a chance, though. They still got a chance. Once Drew comes back, if he's 100% with his hand, they'll still be – they'll be okay.
Contenders.
Yeah, I think
wild card.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, it's the same situation with Jacoby. You know, people clown the Colts and stuff. Oh, Jacoby's gonna be, you know, garb. Dude, 4 years in the same offense and pretty much the same coaching staff. It's no guest or no surprise of why they're 1-1. They're pretty okay. So hopefully Teddy has enough weapons around him where he can implement something. Maybe run the ball more with Kamara, but. I think the Saints will be okay. Joe Staley, that's going to hurt the 49ers. He has a broken fibula. Ain't no telling how long that might take, maybe a year or so. And everybody else just has lingering things. Carson, Sam Darnold, and Cam Newton. Hope those guys can get healthy as quick as possible.
Right. Bears.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Next topic I wanted to talk about today was LeVar and Lonzo Ball with the BBB. Big Baller Brand beef thing going on. As you all know, Lonzo covered up his Big Baller Brand tattoo. And they had a, you know, if you ever tuned into the show Ballin' with the Family, they had a segment not too long ago where LaVar Ball called his son damaged goods. So, any thoughts about that?
I think it's a lot of heat going on, especially that Melo's about to get drafted. Yep. I think Lonzo knows they're gonna head in a different direction. Not as in like, of course they're family, but they're gonna have some ego issues because they're all kind of ego orientated.
Especially dad.
Dad as well, mainly the
but
dad.
I think in my eyes, I feel like Lamar, right? That's the dad's name, right?
LeVar.
My bad. Mm-hmm. LeVar, his dad. Honestly, I don't think he's wrong when it came to like changing the name. I don't think they should have changed the name because it makes perfect sense. And once you change a name, it changes your image.
Pretty much, yeah.
So I think Lonzo's kind of jumping the gun and talking about, oh, we should change it right now, right? You know what I'm saying? When in actuality, that's kind of selfish. You know, if that was the case, he should have signed a Nike.
Pretty much. I think he was running off emotion.
Yeah.
You know, finding out the guy Allen stole $1.9 million, I mean, I would be pissed off too, you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money considering the fact that you put a lot of thought into this brand. You wore the shoes on the court where you could have
hurt yourself
really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're putting your career on the line as well as your financial stability. So, I don't know where this is going to go. I hope they, you know, resolve it quick. But for the meantime, it does look like Lonzo is headed to Nike. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, if he's fishing for money, I would go to Nike too. But if he's fishing to make some real money, I think he should stay with the home team. I mean, one, the money's all coming back to them. They don't got to share it with nobody.
All shares and proceeds.
Of course, they're not making no money right now, but I think LaMelo is, he's the star.
He's the hottest brother of all.
Yeah, he's the star. So
like, he's over in Australia doing his thing, man. And to be honest, he looks a lot better than some other college prospects that, you know, go to these top schools.
Right, and he'll still get drafted top five.
Oh, he'll still get drafted. Yeah, so absolutely.
I think he should wait it out and see his brother play. I mean, that was the whole idea of having the big baller brand is because you have three ballers that's going to play in the NBA one day.
Absolutely.
So he's not letting the dream live on. He's kind of crushing it for his little brother, and that's not right in my opinion.
Yeah, he should just let it ride out and you know, cooperate and fix some things and come back together as one.
All in.
Third topic we're going to talk about today, I hate to even bring it up. Antonio Brown, man. Now,
what topic are we going to talk about, Antonio Brown?
Well, there's a lot of topics to talk about.
Of course. He actually had a second accusation.
Yeah,
sexual misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you know, it's starting to become a lot more about off the field and on. But I just want y'all guys' thoughts on what's up. Moses, you going to go first?
Me personally, now that that's the first time that I have heard that it's a sexual, another accusation against him. But it's like, I feel it's kind of like the Bill Cosby situation. When one person came out, next thing you know, 20 other 30, absolutely, 40 girls came out. So it's like, if more people is coming out, because like I said before, only three people know the true situation. God, the girl that's a legend, and Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, the Bill Cosby thing. If a lot of girls are saying it, some are lying, and then some are telling the truth. So if more comes out, it could be that now that one person, you know, put their foot down and was able to step up, that it might actually be true. But like I said before, only three people know. God, Antonio Brown, and the person who's making the accusations against them.
I agree.
I just think he needs to chill out and just play football because he's getting to a point where teams aren't going to want him. And this is like his last straw. No matter how good you are.
A lot of players, their last straw is at the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why he went there, because he knew he was going to have to handle all this situation and during the season. And other teams, at this point, they had to cut him.
Yeah, he would have been
looking
gone.
At like the Chiefs or something like that.
He would have been gone.
He would have been gone in any other situation. Only the Patriots really handle these situations like that. And they, well, we're going to play football, but outside the field, we're going to help you out there too.
Yeah.
So I think that I don't want to put my opinion on if he did it or didn't do it because, like you said, only God and the girl and AB knows.
It's just an accusation.
It's an accusation.
Not true. Saying it's true.
It could be true. It could not be true.
Right.
But I think it's just a quinky dink that, if you allow me to say quinky dink, but I just think it's funny that now it's just several problems on top of each other. If you haven't seen the accusation they had earlier, they talk about the doctor, him farting in the doctor's face and stuff like that.
It was a video that emerged that I seen today.
Yeah, everything's snowballing on top of each other. I think that they're just after AB, and they don't want him in the league anymore. They're trying to blackball him off the league with all these accusations.
It seems that way, too.
It kind of seems childish at this point now. He farted in my face. I mean, you're a doctor at the end of the day. Like, you don't cry about
games. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be mad, too. I'm not going to take nobody to court over getting farted in the face. It's just snowballs, I think. They're just trying to get him out of here, honestly.
And that's, you know, that's the thing that I get at these type of situations. It's a lot of accusations, but hardly any proof. And the thing about that is, these type of guys, when they're in the limelight, they're attracted to a lot of these situations. For instance, Kristaps Porzingis, 7'3", tallest dude pretty much probably in New York. You can't miss him. He had an accusation of rape, which is a lot more serious. Nonetheless, but you know, these, like, these situations always arise with these type of guys. I remember Derrick Rose got accused of sexual misconduct.
Kobe Bryant. Big Ben.
Like, the situation goes on now. Not saying that all of those guys are innocent, but it is a type of trend that you get with these big-time athletes, Mike Tyson. I mean, the list really goes on. So, I really do hope AB, you know, just plays so this stuff right here can just either get resolved or solve it, whatever side is on. I just hope everything can be, you know, concluded and he can get back to playing football and being the great receiver that he is.
Also, I feel it's just a money thing because you got to see, though, like, let's say it was a regular dude, somebody who didn't have as much money as, like, Antonio Brown or all the people you've named. They wouldn't, you know, really go after them because they don't gain nothing but, you know, the guy being in jail. Like, Antonio Brown, you know, he got millions in the bank. So, like, yeah, and he's sponsored by other people. So it's like they gain something out of it than other than him being in jail.
Yeah, publicity, money, mm-hmm. et cetera. It's and a lot, yeah.
With the first act that he had with the female, I don't remember the – whatever. What was her job title? His trainer?
A trainer, personal
trainer.
Yeah,
with trainer, his personal trainer. When we all see the leak videos of them cuddled up and, you know what I'm saying? So, obviously, it's more than just that situation. I mean, of course, you can say no at any time and it be no, you know what I'm saying? It be rape, you know
what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah. Consent is just like that, but it's obviously something more to the story than just her hopping up and be like, you know what, I didn't want to do that at that time, so I said no, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, being the accuser, you're always going to tell your side.
Of course.
You're never going to tell, you know, what both you sides. Did wrong or whatever like that. So
right.
That's something to always keep in mind. So. We can move on from that situation. Talk a little bit about the FIBA World Cup. Spain won the World Cup the other day. Ricky Rubio was named MVP of the tournament. And the U.S. finished in the lowest. They had their lowest finish ever in an international tournament. I want to ask you, both of you. What do you think went wrong?
I think, start with, one, a lot of people didn't want to play this year.
That's true.
Two, even the people that did want to play seemed like they didn't really, like, weren't all in, you know what I'm saying? And with that, I think if they're going to continue to play like this, let college kids play. Let's go back to NCAA, best college kids that come out of college, them dudes that want to play in the Olympics. If these dudes want, if these professional athletes want to play, let those kids go out there and play with Coach K. I mean, that's how I look at it.
I agree.
Because we are the best athletes in the world. It's no point we should be losing in basketball to, you know, countries that just learn how to play basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like considering the talent too. Like these are dudes that drop 25 a game on NBA dudes. You know, the whole season. And we talking about all-stars, people consider for MVP conversation and stuff like that. So just for them to go out there and perform the way they did, it put a little bit of a head scratch on me. I'm not going to lie.
For there being no MVPs out there is another head scratcher. If you don't want to play for an Olympic team, that's fine. But for everybody to be like, nah, I'm okay, nah, that's not cool. I say take it away from the NBA players and let the NCAA take care of the Olympics from now on.
Yeah.
It's all about heart, too. If their heart isn't in it, they're not going to, you know, give as much. But for me, if your heart isn't going to be in it, then why play? Why waste?
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
There's Giannis and people that's, you know, in the NBA overseas playing against these dudes. But, nah, bro. There's no way we should be losing.
Yeah, losing.
People in Spain.
That are just learning how to dribble a ball, how to dunk. You feel me?
I'm glad he brought up the idea of heart because it seemed like in a lot of those games, their heart was taken out of their chest.
Yeah.
Like when they lost. When they lost to Australia, when Patty Mills went off. You know, I just consider that one of them learning curves. Okay, Patty was going off.
Patty
you got to learn. Yeah, you got to learn from this loss. Patty Mills.
Hey, I'm about to hold up. We got to laugh at that one. Because Patty Mills, bro, nah. Patty Mills go off, bro.
Not no tournament like that.
Not Patty Mills.
This dude don't even. Patty Mills is just a role player at the most.
Yeah, that's bad.
So letting him go off says a lot about your heart and your, you know, and your team. But I really do hope they can learn from this because it was embarrassing to know what occurred between both teams and stuff like that. So I think they'll learn, but it was pretty embarrassing, you know, of what happened. But we can move on and talk about the top 2-0 teams in the NFL. Now, I'm going to name all the teams. The Ravens, Kansas City Chiefs, Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots, Green Bay Packers, Buffalo Bills, San Francisco 49ers, Los Angeles Rams, and the Seattle Seahawks. Who's the best of those teams?
You know what I'm going to say.
The Chiefs.
The Patriots.
Tell me why.
The Chiefs, it's like my homeboy, he just can't. You just can't stop them. It's like, check out the Raiders. Like, I know it was kind of weird how they played. The Chiefs, they just had like a good quarter and a half of just straight scoring.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mahomes can do that. He can do it throughout a whole game. The Raiders' defense is pretty, you know, pretty decent.
You're okay. Yeah.
But when Mahomes put his foot down and gets the cracking, that's exactly what happened. I was just sitting there watching the game, and next thing you know, it was like what? It was 14. I forget what it was. The Raiders was up like 10-0. Next thing you know, Mahomes is throwing touchdowns. Launching them. So, like, I really feel that the Chiefs, they're probably the best team as of right now because their defense is pretty solid. The reason why I don't say the Patriots is because the Patriots – they haven't played a real team yet.
Yeah, shrunk the schedule. Yeah.
They haven't. Shrunk they played the Dolphins. They played the Steelers.
Yeah.
Two teams that is – the Steelers not – they weren't that coordinated. The Dolphins, that's another topic to discuss.
Now I'm going to tell you why the Patriots are the best team in the league.
All right.
I really don't have to say – I can say Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, leave it at that. But I'm not going to do that. We're going to look at the best – well, Stephen Corr in the league, first off, are they not? We can. It's hard to disagree from that. Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, Demaryius when he comes back from inactive.
Demaryius is on the Jets, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, is he really? Oh, I'm drawing. Did they trade him the other day?
I think N'Keal Harry will replace him once.
Benjamin Watson. We're still tough, bro.
Philip Dorsett.
Our running back core is tough. Sony Michel. The offense is really just undisputably the best offense in the league.
I tell you this, they might. You can argue both teams, but if the Patriots are one, Kansas City is a close two. Close two. Kansas City, like Damian Williams, we all, you know, laughed at them with, you know, the Kareem Hunt stuff. Damian Williams came in and did work. They got DeMarcus Robinson. I didn't even know who that was until this year. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill when he comes back. I mean, the guy from Georgia, I forget what his name is sometimes. And then you got that quarterback.
And you got my homeboy. That's the only person they need.
Our defense is underrated. The Patriots' defense are really underrated.
Haven't played any real offensive yet, though. That's what I'm saying.
Patrick Mahomes is the most talented quarterback in the NFL. He's not the.
That was a stretch,
no,
man.
No.
Listen.
He's not better than Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not going to say he's the best.
He is.
He's the most arm gifted. A Rod.
Feet wise, I would not give it to him.
I
say Russell Wilson.
I'm saying complete.
All around,
all around. Okay. Maybe Mahomes get it if we add the feet and the arm together. But A-Rod can make every throw.
No, but what I'm saying though, Mahomes doesn't really run.
Have you ever seen an arm as talented?
But Russell Wilson doesn't either.
Wilson can run.
Arm strength is very gifted and very praised in our league.
A-Rod, man, he throws the ball.
He throws the ball,
but he doesn't run.
Seen him throw the crazy.
He can get out the pocket. He can get out the pocket and move around. I mean, Mahomes doesn't really run the ball like that. Mahomes runs to throw the ball. Like,
but you're saying
he runs the throw.
You're saying that I'm saying the most well talented quarterback and all around can do the feet, can do the scrambling, can throw the ball.
I give that
is
to
Russell Wilson.
I give it to Mahomes all around.
Mahomes has the most he has the most talented arm.
But he can't run though. He doesn't run as much. He can run if he really needs to. If he really needs to, yes.
I mean,
I don't think you have to be a dual threat quarterback to be the best.
Yeah, but you gotta see though.
Tom Peyton. You know,
but you gotta see though. What happens when when the passing game gets shut down?
But Tommy's smarter than the average quarterback. He can see when the passing's not working, and he can check down to the run. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not like he he's smarter than the average quarterback. That's what makes his feet. It doesn't matter if he can run the ball or not. You know what I'm saying? Those are little things that matter. Like, I mean, Russell Wilson, he runs the ball, but can he pick apart the defense and tell? You know what I'm saying? It's things like that.
He can. Versus the Chiefs last year, he picked that defense apart.
Sunday Night Football, yep.
Yeah, he picked them apart. What was it, 38-31? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he picked them apart.
He threw an excellent pass to Doug Baldwin.
Versus the Texans.
But the Chiefs defense was not good at
that. Yeah, but the Texans, he picked them apart last year. He picks the Texans apart last year.
They were hurt, too. Yeah, the their defense was hurt too.
It was a little banged up, just a little
bit. He can pick defenses apart though. That's what I had to say though.
I give Mahomes the most.
He has the best arm.
Yeah, best arm of course, and accuracy and just swag to him.
Yeah, he throws the ball different. Sidearm throws and
nobody has ever done that. I've never seen
no look either. Passes. I mean, yeah, he's fun to watch.
I've never seen
that's that light skin in him. You
know, a little bit of swag with him. So that's what we're gonna leave off with that topic, man. The Chiefs and the Patriots, top two 2-0 teams in the league,
and an AFC championship.
AFC championship.
You already predicting it?
Yeah, of course.
That's what it is. AFC championship.
How about any of these other teams? Give me your thought on the Bills, 2-0.
Oh, the Bills gonna be nice.
I think
the Bills gonna be a wild card.
Yes.
Most definitely.
Okay, you're looking a little distraught. I mean. 17-0 against the 16-0 against the Jets week one, came back and won on the Jets field.
You have to see though, it's
the Jets. That's why you said
it's the Jets and it's the Giants. It's the Jets and the Giants.
Sam Darnold played great.
Check me out though.
And he still lost.
No. Check me out though. That's the defense. Tremaine Johnson had about 11 catches on him over 100 yards. He's part of the reasons why the Jets lost that game.
If you actually paid attention last night,
he didn't play at all.
He didn't play, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't, that's the reason why though. But what I'm saying though is the Bills, they haven't played a real team yet. The Giants, they just let down my favorite man, Eli Manning, and put in Daniel Jones.
You know why they did that?
Yes, because you see the Giants is in a team right now. So what I'm saying though is the Bills hasn't played a complete team. It's like you guys say the Browns. They haven't played a complete team yet.
I think that I'm not gonna say it's because of the team. Eli been playing bad football for three, four years now.
Hey, did you see his all-time record?
Yeah,
I think it's like 116-116.
Bruh.
On the money.
He's been playing like horrible for like not just 1 year, 2 year. Like this is like his fourth, third year.
Almost five years, it's about time
for them to have a change.
But what I'm saying though is with the Bills though, they haven't played an actual team yet.
Is the Bills an actual team?
Okay. Okay.
Have they played good in the last 3-4 years?
I got something to ask you then. If they haven't played a good team, what about the way they move the ball though? They haven't made hardly any mistakes. Let alone their run game is great. Frank Gore and Devin Singletary from FIU.
Again, I'm going to bring my point up again. What team have they played that is good?
Let me ask you
besides this. The Jets. Let me finish. Besides the Jets, they put 28 against the Giants.
You know division games are different.
They are different. Very different.
They play harder.
The Dolphins play hard against the Patriots. We lost them last year.
Yeah, but the Dolphins lost 43-0 though.
Because they played hard.
But it was a good team they was playing.
Yeah, like it's nothing you could do.
And that's what I'm saying. The Bills haven't played a real team
for
yet.
You to score 0 points in NFL.
One? So you didn't think for the you Jets to score a good team week one.
For you to score 0 points in NFL, that means the other side of the ball ain't let you do nothing. So I don't think you. That means that has nothing to do. You're a grown man at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Any team can lose on any given Sunday. Do you not agree?
I agree.
So we can't just say they didn't play a real team. It's two games in a row. These count. These are preseason games.
They count, but who do the Bills got next week though?
We'll get to that later.
No, we'll get to that later. Let's bring that up now. Who do they play next week? No, matter of fact, we'll get to that later. They play the Bengals.
We're gonna get to it later.
All right.
I guess one of our little finishing topics up. I want to talk about Minkah Fitzpatrick and Jalen Ramsey. Okay. Minkah got traded last night to the Pittsburgh Steelers after he requested a trade about a week ago after the huge loss against the Baltimore Ravens. He claimed head coach Brian Flores wasn't supportive of him and had him playing in all type of crazy packages and stuff like that. So what do you think about it? We're just going to talk about Minka for right now. What do you think about the trade? Was it a good trade or a bad trade?
I mean, he asked to get out. I feel it was on the Dolphins' part, it was a good – they got a good trade deal. They got a first-round pick. But I feel like – how do I put this? This is his second year. This is his second year in the league, right?
Second or third.
It's either his second or third.
I think it's third.
It's his third, yeah.
Yeah. Nobody, some people, including me, didn't really hear about him until he got traded, though. You feel me? Until
he was stuck in Miami. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel he still needs to develop, and he can't really, you know, have accusation. I mean, just like ask to get traded like that, though.
Why not?
If I feel because he hasn't really showed his name, though. He hasn't really showed his name.
Decent ball.
Okay, cool.
He plays decent, but he isn't on the Jalen Ramsey, the Patrick Peterson.
But you also said the Dolphins aren't a real team. So maybe he wants to get out of the system that he's in.
I understand that, but you got to see, though. What I'm saying, though, is on the Steelers' part, they gave too much up for him.
Oh, they did.
He
definitely for sure. Did.
They should have gave up a third or a second. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That first round pick is going to kill him.
I think he should.
Really gonna kill him.
He's smart. He's gonna kill him. He's smart for asking for that though. Like, if you don't ask, you can't receive. I mean, like, can I get a drink of water?
Yeah, he's been put in a horrible situation. Like, he just his third year in the league. He's already had two head coaches.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's almost like, you know, as soon as Flores got there, a lot of guys start asking for trades. I'm wondering, is he the guy for real?
Yeah.
Because what team have you heard of just guys just randomly asking for trades after a big loss? You just take that on the chin and you keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sit down, you know, ask for a trade. So, I'm wondering, maybe Pittsburgh, I'm not going to say they have the greatest coaching staff, but maybe a change where he's
trade
more.
Of scenery.
Yeah, a change of scenery where he's more represented. Because I know they need DBs. Pittsburgh needs them bad. So
they need everything.
Yeah.
They're looking bad out here.
They've been needing defensive backs for about a long time.
They're not too. I mean, the Steelers, they're not too.
Their front seven's cool.
Front seven is amazing.
Yeah, front seven's cool.
Yeah,
seven it's just like how. How long do you have to hold a receiver for? You know what I'm saying?
That's why I was just making that point not too long ago about some of the front sevens. When front sevens are disrupted with, like, injuries and stuff, you can't blame the DBs for trying to hold guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially fast guys. That's like the Texans playing the Chiefs and J.J. and you know, goes down.
Yeah, of course somebody's going to –
You can't hold
– You can't hold some – yeah.
Yeah, you can't hold him forever.
Because, you know, that man is just a big ball of energy. You get him on the first initial route, cool. You get him on the second one, you might get him on that one, cool.
Yeah.
Well, the third, fourth, fifth, well, have fun.
Yeah.
With especially Mahomes, you know he can throw like 80 yards.
It's
going to
weigh you down.
Exactly.
So
chasing them down the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was somewhat important for them to make the trade because of what they needed. But if you finish 4-12, 5-11, you just gave the Dolphins two top 10 picks.
That's what they're about to get.
Yeah.
Because the Steelers aren't going to have a good season this year.
I'm sorry. They trade Laramie Tunsil to the Texans, so they have the Texans' first-round pick. If the Texans...
I mean, it kind of weighs out.
Yeah, if they disappoint, that would be three first-round picks.
Three
top 10 picks if they disappoint.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And Houston hasn't looked good at all.
Yep.
Wait. Houston looking okay there. Don't do that. Houston looking okay there.
They're not looking as good as they're supposed to look.
They're looking okay there.
Look at the start that they got on Monday against the Saints last Monday. Started off excellent, and you let them come all the way back,
and then win the game.
But you got to see, though, that's Drew Brees, though. You can't even blame him. You got to see, though, Deshaun Watson did his part.
He played
32 seconds left in a game. If a quarterback gets you back from 1 minute with two plays, if he gets you there, one to D-Hop and then one to, so what's his name, Kyle Fuller? Mm-hmm. Not Kyle Fuller, right?
It's Kyle Fuller.
Yeah, and one to Kyle Fuller. And you do that in a matter of 30 seconds, your defense is the one that's supposed to
the
do that. That is not Deshaun Watson's fault.
Yeah,
the defense lost the game.
The defense did lose the game. But okay, what about last week? You only put up 13 points against the Jags.
It's the Jags defense.
Injured Jaguars team. Calais Campbell's hurt.
The Jags defense.
Miles
is still,
Jack is hurt.
The Jags defense is still tough, Smith. Bro.
But the Jags defense is still pretty solid, though. And like you said, though, it's a divisional round game. They're going to play harder.
I didn't expect you to drop 30 on the Saints and then come and drop.
The Saints defense is horrible.
Exactly. Eli Apple, number 26.
Yeah, Williams. Eli Apple plays for Saints. Yeah. Remember we talked about this earlier.
Marshawn Lattimore, come on now.
Eli
come
Apple's on horrible,
now, Cam.
Bro.
Come on now, Cam.
Okay. If you tell me the Texans would have been a 12-14, do they look like a 12-14?
No, they do not.
Matter of fact, they don't even look like a 10-16.
They look like 9-7 to me.
9-7 or 8-8.
The Texans?
Yes.
Yeah, 9-7.
I'd give them a good 10-6, 11-5.
I don't have them winning the division.
Yeah, they're not winning the division.
I'm going to pick the Titans.
But I still see them going to the – I give the Colts to win the division.
I do, too. I got the Colts.
But they won't get the wild card because the NFC is too crazy.
AFC got a lot
I mean,
of
yeah,
teams.
It's crazy there. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, AFC's that division is a pretty man. Decent, solid, you feel me,
yeah,
team.
Yeah, as far as
competitiveness, yeah.
I get that to you.
I wouldn't be surprised if I see all of them go 8-8, to be honest. That whole division go 8-8.
It's possible.
That whole division go 8-8, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's very possible. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap our show up, but we're going to start with our week 3 predictions. Here we go, guys. This is the funnest part of the show. We can discuss what might happen based on all things that have happened so far in our young NFL season. We're going to go ahead and start with the Thursday game, Titans and Jags. Who you got?
Titans.
Both of y'all got Tennessee?
Yeah, Jags can't move the ball, man.
24-13.
It's funny you brought that up. Leonard Fournette folded on the two-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
They
ain't gonna be able to run the ball.
Game winner, yeah.
They ain't gonna be able to do nothing. Pass the ball, run the ball. I don't believe in their I don't believe in their passing ability.
24-13.
They have Garner Minshew, but he's just a rookie and he has no weapons around
him. I'm gonna go 24-7.
And on top of that, Derrick Henry's gonna have at least 3 touchdowns.
Sheesh.
He's probably going to have all 3 of the touchdowns.
He had a big game against him last year. So.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll go crazy. Yeah.
So I see at least a 60-yard touchdown again.
And with the with the Jalen Ramsey thing, it might be a little bit of a distraction. So I can see 3
touchdowns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raiders and Vikings, who you got?
You said Raiders and Vikings?
Raiders and Vikings. Vikings are at home.
I'm going with the Raiders.
I like the Raiders, too.
I think I might have to go with the Vikings.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But Raiders, uh-uh.
You don't think they're a good team? They're a great team this year.
The Vikings played good last
they're
week.
They're okay.
They fight.
They fight, but they're okay.
Injuries make them okay.
They lost to Joe Flacco.
Injuries.
I mean, they won to Joe Flacco. What does that?
Injuries have made them okay, though. They were a great team before they
Yeah. Okay. They'll be all right. I think they'll win this game.
Abraham.
It'll be like a 17-13 game.
It'll be a close one.
It's up in the air.
Okay. This is a good one. Ravens and Chiefs.
Chiefs.
I got Baltimore.
I want to say Baltimore.
Chiefs.
I got Baltimore.
Yeah, I got Baltimore, man.
I got Chiefs. And you want to know something, though? We could put some Gatorade bets on it. Because I know we can't put Buddy over there, but we could put Gatorade bets on it.
Hey, man, I'm telling you right now, though.
It's going to be
Lamar 30. Is that man.
They still have a nice defense.
And their defense is tough.
They haven't played a real team yet. I mean, no, my fault.
Yeah, bro, you
my fault. Play. No. You got to see, though, Kyler Murray hasn't been developed all the way yet,
but he's
though.
Good, though.
He's okay. He's okay right now.
349 yards on the Ravens, he's just okay?
He's okay right now.
Defense is questionable.
But
extremely questionable.
And, I mean, it'll be a shootout. Lamar, and if you take Lamar or Mahomes, you know who I'm going with?
But check
I'm
this
going
out.
With Lamar, bro.
But check this out though. I'm going with Pat Mahomes. And you want to see something though? It's going to be about 33-14.
Not having a defense.
And Lamar going to have 300 passing yards.
No.
100 rushing.
Look. Lamar going to have like 140 yards rushing or whatever. But the Chiefs are going to have 33-14. I could see that happening.
They're not shutting them down.
30.
I could see that.
They are not shutting them
30
down.
30-31.
It's going to be they're
Ravens.
Scoring 30.
Ravens.
If the Chiefs score 30, the Ravens are scoring 30.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, listeners, remember next week when y'all see me smiling and happy because the Chiefs done won, y'all know what's up now.
Oh, we're going to see.
All right.
Sunday at 1 o'clock, y'all tune in. Falcons and Colts, who you got?
Oh, Falcons going to destroy the Colts.
Both teams came with great wins.
I mean,
Jacoby Brissett. That's all I got to say.
Jacoby Brissett?
Jacoby Brissett.
No, I give the Colts. I give the Colts because I can't. I have a feeling that something is going to happen with Matt Ryan where he's going to give up the ball. The Colts defense is solid.
Yeah, solid.
They're very good.
So I give the Colts it, but I give them the upper hand by like 2-3 points.
Something
blowout, 31-15, 14, something like that. 31-14.
Two bold statements. Okay.
All right.
Oh man, Jets and Patriots. We all know who the Patriots.
55-0 Patriots.
That's possible. That's possible.
33-7. Le'Veon Bell is going to at least score one.
My
touchdown.
My bad. 56-6 because they missed the extra point.
The kicker made it last night.
No. Check this out, though. They're not going to put up that many points because the Jets' defense is pretty solid. You got to see, though. They have a lot of talent on the field last night. And let me look at this real quick, though. Jarvis Landry did not do that well last night, though.
He just looked off rhythm.
Yeah, the only person that really did good last night was Odell Beckham, 6 for 161. That didn't happen until the second half, though. You got to see, though, the Jets in the first half of the thing spent more than half of the game on the field. And the Browns wasn't doing nothing still.
I mean, they were getting down there.
But what was happening? My man's ad was coming down and shutting stuff down.
Can I tell you the problem?
He was shutting stuff down.
Can I tell you the problem? I would love to hear. You trying to compare the Browns offense to the Patriots offense? Can we move on? You cannot compare the two, bro.
Yeah,
But you got to see, though. I'm saying the Jets is going to fight. Again, it's a divisional. It's going to be – hold on. It's going to be 30-10.
No, they're not.
It's
going
to be
– they're not scoring
10
points.
Yes, they're going to get 10.
No, they're not.
They are. I can see it.
But
I can see it happening.
Browns defense is not as good as ours.
Their whole team is banging up. Yeah, bro, Simeon is out for the year. So that Luke Falk guy, he has to play.
Bro, what?
I know. But get – don't worry. 30-10.
56-6.
30-10. They scoring at least 10 points.
AB got 2 touchdowns coming this game.
I can see them
scoring.
That's if he in. I can see them scoring 50, but I also can see them scoring 30.
And Flash. Flash will get some. Can we just break it to 42?
Nah. I'm sticking with 30-10. Flash Gordon going to have 2 touchdowns. AB might have 1. But I could see something happening this Sunday with AB.
And Sonny Michelle going to have 1.
We can all agree they're going to cruise to a victory.
Maybe why?
They're going to cruise. It might be them going 70 in the 65, but not no 100 miles per hour in the 65.
they didn't go 100% against Miami.
They didn't.
You could tell. Yeah. Dolphins and Cowboys.
Oh. Cowboys.
Hey. My man's Dak going to go crazy.
Yeah.
I don't really like Dak.
Dak Prescott.
I'm going to pretend, though.
I don't like Dak Prescott. I really don't. I can't stand Dak Prescott. Because he gets too much credit for what other people do. If Dak behind the Dolphins line, is Dak still the same person? You pit Dak behind... Oh, I'll give you up. You pick Dak behind the San Francisco Lions. He's still the same guy.
Nah,
yes.
If I put Dak with the Patriots, he might just pass a whole bunch of takedowns, honestly.
But you got to see, though, it's the Patriots. You might as well
Dak,
put him.
Dak
they going to go
good.
To the Super Bowl.
Dak is not good.
He is.
Dak is not good.
That man is good.
No. Dak is the most Dak overrated quarterback in the league.
I don't know about all that.
He's the most.
I don't know about all
y'all
that.
Give, yes,
the
he
most.
Is.
He's the most.
Y'all
the most overrated.
People give him credit.
For nothing that he's done.
For having Zeke.
Yes.
Like, dude, if they didn't have Zeke, they'd, like, you seen what happened when Zeke was suspended 10 games? The team plummeted.
But you got to see, though. He was still young at the time.
Oh yeah? Okay.
Make him not have Zeke right now. They'll still be decent.
No.
They still would.
No.
But you got to see, though. They added some receivers to him. Before, who was his receiver? Dez Bryant. That was when Dez Bryant was becoming.
Can we not act like Dez Bryant was garbage? Dez Bryant's not garbage. I mean, he's not garbage.
But he wasn't putting up the numbers that he was putting before. I'm talking about.
Oh, even with Tony Romo.
No. The numbers with Romo were excellent.
He put up good numbers with Tony.
Yeah, when Brian had Romo, that's when the 14.
So you telling me Tony better than Dak?
Wait, say that again. I'm confused.
Is Tony better than Dak?
Tony Romo.
Of course.
All right, but
Tony Romo is better than
Dak. But Dak's a good. I mean, not Dak. He's a good. Des Bryant's a good receiver, bro.
He's okay now. He's okay now. This is about to be his second year out the league. He's about to be another Colin Kaepernick type of figure. Still wanting to play, but it's like, go ahead home. You feel me? Retire.
Somebody could pick up Des, and he would be a good weapon on somebody's
team. Who's going to pick him up, though?
Somebody could, and he would be a good weapon.
I think I've seen a source from Carolina say that they were talking to him.
We could pick him up.
The Panthers.
The Patriots.
We could pick him up for a couple minutes.
For what reason?
Just
because. Stack the team. Who you going to double team?
Nobody.
But you guys, you know, it's no point if you're going to do that. You got Antonio Brown, you got Josh Gordon, and you got
Julian Edelman.
Where's that going to fit in?
Oh, and you got my guy.
No, look.
We got another gonna fit in.
I know this is about the Patriots. You give them regular people, they still win. You give them an elite receiver, they're crazy. Last elite receiver they had was Randy Moss. You see what happened. 16-0.
50 touchdowns.
But you got to see, though.
For Randy. 23 receiving touchdowns.
Me, personally, if I'm a team, if I'm going to win with regular dudes, I'll pay regular dudes regular money than go crazy.
AB's kind of not getting really – he's not getting a big check.
He's getting paid more than Tom Brady, though.
Yeah, for 1 year.
For 1 year.
But
1 year.
They might want to re-sign him. And then
he'll get franchise tagged.
And that's probably going to be – that's going to be more than how much he made this year. So, 17, 18 mil.
But you got to also remember that Tom gets the endorsement deals. He gets everything else. So, it don't really matter to him. He don't care.
That's because – Tom is humble about it, though.
He wants to win a championship.
But you got to see.
I wouldn't say he's humble. I'm going to say he's not greedy.
Yeah, he's affordable. He
but you got to see, though, his wife. His wife has more money than him. He doesn't care.
He just cares about being the great.
About being the greatest.
Exactly. And I feel that's how football should be right now.
Yeah, we definitely need to go back to that part of football because it's losing is glorified now.
Yeah.
It really is. Back to the games, you guys. Broncos and Packers, who you got?
That's been a good game.
Said Packers.
That's gonna be a good game. I'm going with the Packers.
I'm going with Packers too.
Yeah.
But it's not
clean sweep.
No.
I changed my opinion.
You should change my opinion.
Joe Flacco is going to win his first game as a Broncos. No, all right. No. He's going to win his first game. Let me talk, please. He's going to win his first game as a Bronco. He is going to win 21-17. I could see it happen.
Broncos on the road.
Yes. Chris Harris Jr. is going to shut down Davante Adams.
All right, now.
He's going to shut him down. No. Listen.
Shut him down?
Listen, yes, he's going to shut him down.
You think that matters?
Davante Adams is going to have 4 catches for 40 yards.
Has that ever mattered?
Still don't.
Have a horrible run defense.
Moses is drunk
No. Just watch. I could see it happening.
They're going to run all over them.
I can see it happening.
You can shut them down. They're still going to run all over them.
Who going to run?
Have you seen the Broncos run game?
Who going to run? They're not going. Von Miller going to stop it every time. What you talking about?
You let Josh Jacobs, fresh out of Alabama, come in there and do that.
It's the first game, though.
Did they look good last week?
Huh?
Did the run defense look good last week?
No.
I didn't check out that game, so I can't really say.
No.
It was decent.
It was all right. Packers have 2 good running backs.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones and the Williams.
And they also can throw the football. So.
Not against the Broncos, though.
A-Rod.
They're going to shut it down.
Jimmy Graham going to get some catches.
He's going to get a
couple. Valdez Scantling going to get some catches.
Yeah, man. Hey, can we go move next game? This is supposed to be a sweep right there.
It ain't going to be a sweep.
Well, let's see what he got to say about this one. Bengals and Bills.
Bills.
Yeah,
Bengals.
Bills.
What?
Bengals.
He's just saying anything.
No, I can see it. Bengals.
The Bills look great.
John Ross is going to torture that defense.
And it's still not going to matter.
He's going to torture them.
It doesn't matter.
He tortured Seattle, too, right?
And Boyd is going to torture them, too.
He tortured Seattle, too, right?
Yeah. Rules of score, though, for that game.
It was close, but
they're going to beat the Bills. No, y'all not understanding it. The Bills are not.
The Bengals are one of those teams.
Where they play at? Their home? Bills home?
It's at the Bills stadium.
Oh, yeah. It's over.
The Bengals are not going 0-3.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
They're going 0-4.
They're not going 0-3.
They're going
0-3. But, you see, like I said before on the air, next week when Moses is all joyly and smiley, it's going to. All
right, we're going to see.
Next game.
Lions and Eagles.
The Lions.
Do the Lions keep their win streak going or do Philly bounce back?
Lions.
I got the Lions.
Too. I got the Lions, bro. The Eagles look bad.
Because
the Eagles look real
the
bad.
The Lions look good in every game they play.
The reason why I'm saying the Lions is
they have.
Matthew Stafford, he needs to finally get somewhere. You're getting paid over $20 million a year to go 5-11. You could put somebody else in there. You could.
It's never been his fault, though.
I mean, granted, but I'm saying, though, you have to be able to at least get your team to 7-9 for me.
For sure.
7-9, I can get what you
want. I see this year being the year that Matthew Stafford goes at least 11-5.
Yeah, he's gonna have a good year. He has no choice, honestly, because if he doesn't do good this year, he's not gonna be wearing a Lions uniform.
No,
I agree.
He might mess around and be on the Giants.
The Bears haven't looked good.
Honestly, that could be a possibility. If he doesn't do this season, he might be wearing a Giants.
I'd be cool with like Matthews.
You think the Giants would go out there and go get Matthew Stafford? They just started Daniel Jones.
Do you not believe that's something the Giants would do?
No.
I believe that's something they would do.
The Giants would do something like that.
Because it all depends on these two games with Daniel Jones. If the Giants lose this game and the next game, they're going to be like, we drafted the wrong person.
Why? You have no expectations this year. You know you're not going to win.
The thing is,
let the little dude ride.
The thing is, that's
this is why the Eagles have a Super Bowl championship. Carson went 7-9 his rookie year. What happened next year?
But the thing is, we got to remember that Wentz didn't win that Super Bowl, so we can stop pretending like he did.
But he definitely did not win that Super Bowl.
And he hasn't done anything since.
He got them close.
You can pretend like he won that Super Bowl, but he hasn't done nothing for them since.
He got them 11
you
games.
You could pretend all you want that he won that Super Bowl.
He hasn't done anything since.
Still got them 11.
He managed that game. You mean he managed those football games?
He hasn't done anything since.
He managed those football games.
Managed?
Yes.
You want to look up the stats?
But he played good, but their defense was the best in the league.
It was one of the best. I'm not saying it's the best.
It was top five defense in the league. Was not?
Fletcher Cox. Come on now.
Top five.
Come on now.
Now y'all changing y'all words. Y'all said it was the best at first.
Oh, no. He said it was the best at first.
It was top five. It was top five in the league.
Top five.
And they can run the ball.
But I'm not giving you no.
And they can run the ball.
Top five. You see how they tortured the Vikings
and
that
they had
day?
They had a good receiving
board. Come on now.
The offense did that. There wasn't no
man. Carson Wentz ain't win that Super Bowl.
How many points did the Vikings score that game?
We know who won that Super Bowl.
It was because of the offense.
I don't want to hear that.
We know who won that Super Bowl.
I don't want to hear that.
My man, Nick Foles.
Golly Saint Nick Foles.
But like I was saying, you go back to that. Why would you go get Matthew Stafford? Because they're the Giants. You let your rookie ride out.
The Giants do dumb stuff. Do you not agree?
No,
they're
but,
not going to go get.
But check this
they
out,
test
though.
That quarterback. Check, they don't test that quarterback check, situation.
Check this out.
They touch every other position,
who,
not the quarterback.
Who's the quarterback? I just Josh Rosen. That's who I feel that Daniel Jones is going to become a little bit. Josh Rosen.
How can you say that?
I can feel it.
Josh Rosen hasn't had a chance.
He did last year, the whole of last year.
Barely.
The whole of last year.
Barely.
How barely? He played 16 games.
It was some games he got replaced in the game.
That's true. I would have replaced him too.
You would replace him if you didn't have an offensive line or no receivers. Fitz can't even get open.
That's true.
No, I'm talking about Josh Rosen on the Cardinals.
He's not on Cardinals no more.
But I'm saying last year. Yeah. I'm saying that's how it's going to be. How he played last year with the Cardinals.
If he don't play decent football, he's going to get replaced. That's how Giants roll.
Eli wasn't perfect his first year with the Giants.
Eli also has 2 Super Bowl rings.
That's the main reason why they kept keeping him.
And it takes time to get there.
Eli.
Why would you give up?
It took Eli 3 years.
It took Eli three years, one. And then, two, they let Eli ride out like that because he's a Super Bowl champion.
So my question for y'all is.
It only took him 2,
if he
technically.
He looks so close like Eli, looks like Eli, and they had this idea of him being the next Eli. Why would they give up on him?
I would give up on him because they said he's the next Eli.
No. Check this out. If he got 2 years, because Eli, he didn't start really until like a couple games on his first year. So he technically only has 2 years. Because if he doesn't get the Giants to the playoffs or the Super Bowl in 2 years from now, guess what? Bye.
He's gone.
what if y'all don't get the talent for him? You cannot win a Super Bowl without.
Bro, they have one of the best running backs
that's
in the
league. All they have.
All they need is an offensive line.
No, they need everything else.
if they get an offensive line, they could pass the ball a little bit.
They need a line. They need receivers. They need DBs.
They need everything.
A great defensive line.
No, we got okay receivers. We got okay receivers that could do okay stuff.
He reached.
We have okay receivers. I didn't say they would be the best.
All right. We're going to get back on
Let's talk notes. About the Redskins, though.
Panthers and Cardinals.
Oh, that's a great Panthers. Question. Cardinals.
Okay. Giants and Bucks.
Bucks.
Do he go 1-0?
I'm saying Bucks. The Bucks win a game this year. I mean, the Giants win a game, one game this year. This is it right here.
No, they don't beat the Bucks.
They beat the Bucks.
No, actually, I see that. Daniel Jones is my dog again.
they'll beat the Bucks, Daniel Jose.
I see that.
They'll beat the Bucks.
Steelers and 49ers.
49ers.
Niners.
I got a Niners. Yep. Saints and Seahawks.
Seahawks.
I got a Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks.
Right. Hard to go with Bridgewater, but Texans and Chargers.
Texans.
Chargers.
I got a Chargers.
Texans.
This is a Sunday night game. Rams and Broncos. I mean, Rams and Browns.
Rams.
I got the Browns.
Tripping. He's tripping. Go ahead, next one.
We're going to talk about that next week. And last but not least, the Monday night game, the Bears and the Redskins.
Bears.
Let's go Skins.
Yeah, let's go Skins.
Let's go Skins.
That's all we have this week, you guys. I'm glad you tuned in to your favorite show, Disrupted. I got my co-host Larry and my special guest Moses on Afua. We thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys next week, Tuesday. 3:30.
Yo.
See ya.